Alex Avila and the Tigers face an early deficit in Minnesota, but it does not last long as he faces Kyle Gibson in the second.
Back with the team he has been with for the bulk of his career. The 2-0 pitch, a fly ball, well hit right field in trouble. Kepler back at the wall, it's gone, and the Tigers lead. 2-0 fastball down and inside, and Avila goes deep for the third time this year. And the Twins lead is gone, 2-1 Detroit. Tigers 3, Twins 1 in the third, and the 1-0 pitch. Line to third and through, down the left field line. One run scores, two runs will score. Upton to third, Adusi knocks in two, and it's 5-1 Detroit. 1-2, ground ball right side. Dozier can't make this play. Rolls into right field, this will score two more, and it's 7-1 Detroit.
So Castellanos on the strikeout. There's a line drive in the left center field. This could be his first extra base hit. Let's watch Martinez run. Castellanos being waved around third, throw back into the infield. And Victor Martinez with his first extra base hit of the season, a double and an RBI.
And a 1-0 pitch, a fly ball crushed to left field. This is back to the bleachers and gone. John Hicks with a home run, a three-hit day. This is a three-run homer. And it's now 13-4.
Tigers win the series at Target Field. The Twins have now lost 6 of 7. And Jim Adusi goes 3-for-4 with 2 runs and 2 RBIs in his Tigers debut. After a good start to the season, the Twins have hit a rough patch. And with Sunday's loss, they fall to 8-10 for the season. Here's the Twins skipper, Paul Molitor.
It was not a good inning to not a very good homestand. If you lay it out, you know, you get an opportunity to play your division at home here early on. It's some nice days to play, and some of the games were good, competitive, but we had a couple that, you know, get your attention. Kind of the same theme with Fulmer. You know, we had an opportunity there to put up a crooked number, and we didn't take advantage, and they came right back after we had a misplay in the home run, and then we just ran into all sorts of trouble. You know, Kyle is having difficulty throwing enough strikes, hitters counts. When he does get ahead, it seems like they battle back and find a way to, drive his pitch count up. That was tough to watch that, to be honest with you. And, we just try to find a way with an already somewhat thin bullpen of trying to manipulate our way through it. Not a good day. There's been, plenty of conversations about what we feel he needs to do to give himself a better chance, and it's not a matter of will, it's not happening. First pitch strikes, trusting his fastball more, attack, some of those type of things, and, he starts feeling first pitches a little bit and trying to steer him in there, and then, when he throws it over, they're hitting him, and when they're not, he's put people on base, so it's not a good combination.
The Twins will try to get back on track on Monday when they begin a series with the Texas Rangers. Phil Hughes gets the start in the opener.